And additionally, prep work includes this, the dress code. Be the very best dressed person in sharp professional attire, because this sets the tone and positions you as the authority. Never ever forget, applicants are coming for a 6 to 7 figure income potential. I have seen applicants exit the group interview without enrolling and then call back the next day to say, I just could not get that interview out of my mind. I mean, the presenter, they were so professional. I can't get their image out of my brain. I can't get their professional manner out of my mind. I want to join. I feel confident working with somebody sharp like that. So psychology shows us people feel more confident when they're dressed up, and the people who are in their presence automatically trust and defer to them. So exude confidence and a wealth of professionalism through what you are wearing every time you interview 800 callers. Do not get sloppy. There are no sloppy hats, no chipped nail polish, no greasy hair, no scuffed shoes or shorts or t-shirts. All of these things will literally cause applicants to not take you seriously. They won't even get beyond the reception desk to the private nook interview. They will do an about face and leave if you are not the best dressed person in the resort. So make it count. That classy professional attire is critical, not only for you as the presenter, but everybody who is an executive on the team who is also attending that group interview. They need to be equally sharply dressed. You know, if you don't want to wear a tie and you don't want to wear heels, okay, a tie and heels are excellent, but if you forgo those, do ensure you are the classiest dressed person in the entire resort. Image matters, and it will make or break your ability to close and grow your team. Next up on prep work is display. Prior to attendees arriving to your group interview, position a product display on a nearby side table near your nook, okay, so that it doesn't distract anyone, right? It shouldn't be front and center, just a little off to the side where it's not distracting when people arrive at the quiet nook. What should you display? Display your $4.99 pack or your $1.99 Go Green pack of products, or at the very minimum, display one Sweet and Shower Gel, one Super Reds, and the Z3 De-Aging Trio. Why is a simple product display important? Because it'll help you enroll applicants. Let me share a story to help drive this psychology home. Imagine you're ready to buy a new coat, okay? And it's a new winter coat, you're at the coat shop, you're seeing coats, you're touching coats. Seeing and touching makes those coats real to you, right? Now, let's say the coat shop has a phenomenal coat, a phenomenal find, the perfect coat for you, okay? But it's in the back warehouse wrapped up in plastic, basically invisible to you. You wouldn't buy it because you didn't see it. Now, imagine your 800 applicants, okay? They are at your interview. They are excited about our company. Don't let them leave without seeing and smelling and experiencing our organic products in a tangible, tactile way. I've seen many applicants stay and linger behind and pick up products and sniff and read the labels, and you can see it. They become enchanted. And then they come right back to the presenter and they ask for them to pull up the join and save form on their phone so that they can enroll. I've seen it too many times to count. Remember, prep work also includes putting your back to the wall. You want to position yourself powerfully when you sit down with the group in your quiet nook. So position your back against a wall and then fan out your chairs and applicants in front of you. So everybody's facing you, everybody's focused on you, and they're not being distracted by people walking down the hall or people outside next to the pool through a window. You want to avoid all of those things by having them focus on you and the wall behind you.